the same things that you are dealing with here in Illinois were some of the things we were dealing with in Maryland. How to increase college completion, how to get high school kids who want to go to college more prepared to be successful, how to somehow grant people, institutions that were doing well, incentives to do even better through some formula based upon performance. All these things prepared me for this that I was doing in Maryland that you're doing here in Illinois as well.
Yeah, I'm on a campus right now that has started a furlough plan, has seen layoffs and owed hundreds of millions from the state. What are your plans in terms of talking with administrators here and in terms of how we're going to right this ship for higher education in Illinois?
Well, the point of fact is that it can be righted. I would never assume going into any position just because I have a great deal of experience that I have all the answers. My first job will be to converse with my colleagues in higher education throughout the state, 2- and 4-year public and private institutions, to get an understanding of what they see to be the solutions and work with my board here and put together some meat on the bones of that public agenda so we can right the ship. So I don't have specific answers for you today, but as we go forward, gathering information throughout the state and from our various colleagues, we will hit upon those answers pretty quickly.
Are there statistics that concern you in terms of the completion rates, minority enrollment at institutions like the U of I or other similar statistics?
They don't really concern me. I mean, one has to be cognizant of, and as is our board and others, that there's some achievement gap that is readily seen between groups of people. One of my goals is to make certain that that disappears over time. That's not going to be an easy thing. You're not going to be able to turn on a light and make that happen. That's going to happen over a few years, but it will happen. So no, I mean, I'm not really concerned that it cannot be accomplished. I'm concerned that it exists, but I'm ready sort of to get to work.
And anything you can draw upon personal experience? You have 7 kids. I mean, anything you can take as a father in paying for college tuition?
My children, actually 3 girls of mine. I've reared 4 others who are my sisters and brothers-in-law who passed away early for different reasons. But in our household, we had 7 children. We reared 7. But those children, have taught me something every day of my life. They teach me something new. Their demands to have a good and decent life always propel me to get out and do more and do better for their generation. So whenever I'm able in a situation to help to create better higher education in any place I can, I always think about the fact that if it were them who were here, how would I want to help them out specifically and quickly? And so, yes, I'm encouraged and tutored by the fact that I have children, too, and feel for the parents and others who are responsible for the children and responsible for their bills to see what we can get done in Illinois to make it even better.